Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. In the early chapters of the book of Genesis, it describes a world that is starkly different from our earth today. To some, it's a tale that could be taken right out of a science fiction fantasy story. But it's part of the story of God and part of your own history. Welcome to my series, The Flood and Babel. Enoch was the grandson of the original man created by God, Adam. He walked with God, and after 365 years of life, he didn't die. He was taken up to heaven, direct by God. Another man walked with God. His name was Noah, the great-grandson of Enoch. At age 500 years old, Noah was the only man God found favor with on the earth. And at that time, the earth was filled with evil. Great beings, not of men, saw human women and found them beautiful. They took them as wives. And also at this time, the Nephilim lived on the earth. They also took human wives. These children of these creatures were mighty men who did great and wicked things on the earth. Their hearts were so filled with evil that every thought and intent of their hearts were nothing but evil. The wickedness was so great that God Almighty was grieved. His heart was broken that he had even made mankind. God commanded he would blot out man, whom he had created from the face of the earth, and all the rest of the animals from his creation on the earth. This would include all the animals that walked on the earth, the birds of the sky, and man himself. But Noah found favor in God's sight, for he was a righteous man. What would he do about Noah and his family? What a bizarre tale that you find in the fifth chapter of Genesis. I encourage you to read it for yourself, if it sounds too unbelievable to you. My focus, though, is on Noah to answer the question, how will God react to a world that is filled with nothing but evil when there is only one righteous man on the earth? I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.